Tuesday's school board meeting included a presentation by County Health Director Dr. Rich Bulloff, showing the findings from the recent mental health survey done in Summit County. Results suggest cost is the primary reason people do not seek mental health treatment. It prompted discussion of the role the administration, teachers, and parents have in getting kids help when they're in need. With about 5,000 students in the school district, one psychologist doesn't come close to meeting the AMA recommendations. It's a subject new school board member Andrew Kaplan says needs careful thought and consideration as they enter the budgeting season.
And we're costing out now, and it's not only one psychologist per 800 to 1,000. It's, you know, it was discussed yesterday, and it was brought up by Petra, the other new board member, that you know, a social worker is recommended for, I think, every 300 students. So there's a lot of on the ground requirements in our schools, and I think we also know from studies that the, you know, kind of the 6th to 8th grade is a very, very important time, and we probably need to supplement that even more than what is recommended.
New school board member Petra Butler thinks teachers can't take on more responsibility for the mental wellness of their students. School board vice president Julie Eyhausen feels more support mechanisms must be in place in the schools.
The teachers are being trained. They are being told of how to identify it. Their full responsibility, I think, is what Petra was talking about, that we cannot add that as another thing on their list of their things to do. But they definitely are the first point person. You know, they're the one who is with the children, who knows the kids. And they're also a very trusted adult for most of our students.
Eyhausen says it's so much more than a school issue, and the new model they've adopted will help coordinate all the community resources.
Communities that care, that model, which actually our community has embraced, has a component that has education for the entire community, you know, for your church leaders, for your parents, for your teachers. That model is actually, I think, where a lot of our focus is going to be, because this is a community issue. As much as all of us would like to say it's one person's problem or another person's problem, it's all of our issue.
The school district is hosting a lunch and learn on the 18th from noon to 1 at the district office on Kearns Boulevard. The topic is opiate addiction, which is a pervasive problem in Utah. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.